the yochid, in case a person does a sin, Oymrim lo, we tell the person, klach eitzu yochid, go look at the actions of David HaMelech. He also did a chet, and he did tshuva. You could also do tshuva. Never feel you lost. It's a lost case. V'yimchotu tzibur, even if the whole city together did a chet, the whole tzibur did a chet, Oymrim lo, we tell the whole tzibur, klach eitzu tzibur, go look at Klal Yisrael, the Shas the Egel, the whole Klal Yisrael, this is a terrible chet of the Egel, and still we're existence. The Jews are still here. Through all the years, we're still around. You see that Hashem accepts tshuva. Mercy is a tzricha. And two actions had to happen. The Chura, let it just happen, the Chet Egel. Why did David have to do this Chet and learn out from David? We learned it already from the Egel. So Mercy says, no, both actions had to take place. The Yashmin and Yochid, we only hear the case of the Yochid. By David HaMelech, Mishum Deloy, Mepharsim Chatoi. It's not known, the Chet. Not everybody knows about it. It's not so great. It's not such a terrible Chet. Only a yochid. So there Hashem accepts the tshuva. Avot tzibur, but in the case where the whole congregation together did a chet, the mefarsim, chatoi, everybody knows about it, maybe then there's such a terrible thing, they're lost. It's a lost case. They can't come back anymore. A maloi, that's why I need the chiddush know, that even the Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, by the chet egel, the only reason why they did the chet was in order that it should be an X upon them, and later we'll take off the X. It's possible to do tshuva, take away all your X's. Now, the Yashmin and Tzibah, only hear this Chiddush by Tzibah, by the Chet Regel, Mishum de Nefish Rachmayu. The opposite way. Maybe Hashem has Rachmanis on the whole Klal Yisrael. If the whole Tzibah together does the Chet, so what do you want Hashem to do? Kill our Klal Yisrael? That he cannot do. So maybe he'll accept the tshuva from the whole tzibur because he has rachem and mercy upon them. Avo yochav, if only a single person, deloy alimus chusay, maybe a single private person himself, he doesn't have such a big chus. If he did a chet, maybe he's lost, he can't return. Ey, maloy tzricha. That's why both of these two actions had to happen to teach us in both cases, whoever has an ex, he's not lost, he could return, do tshuva. And Vahainu, this is like the Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Reb Yonasan, that he says, Maidich said, what does the pasuk say? Niyum David ben Yishai, these are the words of David ben Yishai, Nun HaGever, the words of the Gever, the person, strong person, Hukam Ol, he put up an Ol, he put up a yoke. What does that mean? Niyum David ben Yishai, Shehekim Oyla Shel Tshuva. He stood up, he taught us what the Tshuva is. That even though you have an ex, you did something wrong, you could repent, and Hashem will take it away. Hashem will accept you. For Yomer Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yomer Reb Yonasan, Kol Oise Mitzvah Achas Berlam Azer. Whoever does even just one mitzvah in this world, Mikad Mosoi, it goes in front of him. For Yehoylechas Lefonov, and it goes in front of him. Le'olam Abo, it even meets him in Olam Abo, comes up there first. Shneim the pasuk says, For Holach Lefonecho Tzidkecho. That will go in front of you, tekecha, means your mitzvah that you do will go in front of you. Person doesn't go empty-handed. He goes upstairs with all the mitzvahs that he did on this world. And the opposite way also. Whoever did one aver in this world even, malafa fosoi. Malafa means like it wraps around him. And it goes with him to the yom adin. He's there. Shneim the pasuk says, yilopsu Archos darkum. Your loss means they'll wrap around you. Your archos darkum, the ways that you did, will go wrap around you. And Reb Lezer, even more than that, kishuro like a kelev. It'll be wrapped around you like a dog. The dog, what goes near his master, he hugs you. Shneim the pasuk says, v'loy shoma eleha lishka vetzla. Says that by Yosef atzadik did not listen. Teishes partifero. So it says, "V'loy shoma eleha," he did not listen to her. Lishka vetzla, to sleep next to her. Lios ima, to be with her. So the double lashon, it says, Lishka vetzla, to sleep, lying next to her. Then it says, Lios ima, to be with her. What's this double lashon? So we dashin, Lishka vetzla b'lamazir. He did not do the chet right here in this world to live with her. And Lios ima means b'lamabor. Because if he would have done it, then this chet would still be wrapped around him, that when he comes upstairs, the chet will be with him. So that's also the drasha. That any chet we do, it's wrapped around us. Unless we do tshuva, like the Gemara before. If we do tshuva, that could wipe it away. Omer Rash Lakish. Rash Lakish said, Bo v'nachzik toiv alav asenu. Let's give a big yashikoyach. We owe a lot of thanks to to our fathers. Listen to this. Shel molai hein lechotu. If it wouldn't have been for the fact that they did a chet, if they wouldn't have done the chet of the ego, so onu lebanu le'olam, we would not be here now. We would not be in the world. So we have to give a big yashar koach, a big thank you to our others that they did the chet ego. So then it was nigzar the gzeira of misa, and therefore we have to have a new generation coming up, and therefore we're around. But if it wouldn't have been for the chet ego, we would not be here. So Shinam the pasuk says, "Ani amarti elokim atem ubnei elyon kuchem." Yeah, I thought that you're going to be like Malachim. That's what Hashem said. That's what the pasuk says to Hillel. Means before the chet ego, "Ani amarti." I thought to say, "Elokim atem, you're going to be like Malachim ubnei elyon. You'll be mamish like Malachim kuchem." But chavaltem aseichem, we did the chet ego, and therefore akon kiyotim temusun. Therefore, we're going to be like a person that's going to die. So it's mashu from here that without the chet ego, we would be like a malach. We would not die. We would not have children. But now, because of the chet ego, we became like bnei yodam, and therefore there's a gzera again of misa.
Was that a repetition? I thought we died because of Adam's sin.
Right. That was the first time. But then, by Har Sinai, Hashem gave them back. It's brought down by Har Sinai. Klai Yisrael came to the Madrega of Adam Rishon Kray Demachet. If they wouldn't have done the Chet Ego, there wouldn't have been any Misa. So they came back to the first Madrega. And Chet Ego took it away.
So we came to the Madrega.
See, Lemaimer, what do you want to tell me? Di Lechot of Klai Yisrael did not do a Chet. In other words, by the Chet, by Har Sinai, there was a new din. It was supposed to be like a Malach. And we're not supposed to have children anymore. And we can't die. That's it. They have a moldu, they won't give birth. The pasuk says, "V'yatem pru revu." There's a mitzvah pru revu. There's a mitzvah to have children. So how could you tell me by Har Sinai, when Klai Yisrael now receives the Torah, they're like a malach? There's no Indian to give birth anymore. Look at the Torah. The Torah itself says pru revu. Tomorrow says at Sinai. The Torah maybe only meant up until Har Sinai, but for now I know. For the Gemara, no. The Sinai Namik said we know the Har Sinai right after it says. Lech emolhem shuv lechem yolechem. After Har Sinai says, tell everybody go back home and live with your wife. So first should we learn it means to have children. So Mar says, no, maybe it only meant lesimchas oino, just to be nice with your wife, that's all, but not to have children. Now you're like malachim, you cannot have children. But the Mar said, the pasuk says, leman yita lem levneim, the apsukim, that the Torah Hashem says, I'll be good to you and to your children. Sumar says just means maybe just means to the children that were born already that you have that were born before Har Sinai. I'll be good to you, the parents, and to your children. More no, the Yomer Resh Lakish, my disciple, what does the pasuk say? Zeh Sefer told the Sodom. This is the Sefer of the generations. That means V'chi Sefer Hoyle Liodom Rishon. This is the pasuk about Adam Rishon. Zeh Sefer told the Sodom. This is the history book of all the generations of the world. The question is, v'chi sefer hoyle li'adam rishon, did Adam Rishon have a history book? That there's no history yet. It didn't take place yet. Did he have a book telling what's going to be in the future? So what's the sefer told us, Adam? Nobody was born yet. He's the first one. Malam, comes to teach us, sheher le HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'adam rishon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed to Adam Rishon, dar v'darshim. He showed every single generation that will come about, and he showed them their darshav, the darshan, the people that give drushes. Dor v'chachmav. He told them each generation and their tamidik chachamim of that door. Dor parnosov. He showed each generation and the parnas, the people that take care, that give out the money, that supply the money for the generation. Tzaddik, why do you have to say always dor v'darshav? Of course, the main thing is he wanted to show them the Chachamim. He wanted to show them the Darshanim, the Tamil Chachamim. So why do you have to show them the whole generation for? They say there's a vitz, a joke, that if you just show them Tamil Chachamim, we'd say, what? He's a Tamil Chachamim. He's a Darshan. Who is he? But the Torah says, Lefi Dorav. It will look at the whole generation. According to each generation, the generations go down. So according to our generation, he's considered a Chachamim. He's considered a Darshan. But Lechila, we just show them, just the man itself, maybe, Oyvei. Alright. Therefore, you had to show them Dor. You had to show them generation. According to the generation, he's the Darshav. He's the Chachamav. He's the Parnas. But Kiva and Chigilo Dorish Rabbi Kiva, when other Rishon came to see the door of Rabbi Kiva, Somach Viterosa, he's very happy to see that such a person could accomplish so much in Limud HaTorah. But when it's Atzvo B'Misosai, he felt very bad about he saw the way he's going to die. He was tortured. Omar, he said, V'li mayokru reyecha keel. Look how nice it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not sure what he meant to say on this, but you know. Now, V'yomar v'ayta, V'yomar Reb Yosi, Ein ben David bo, Mashiach cannot come, Ad sheyichlo nishomas shebeguf. Until it empties out all the neshamas that are in the body, in the guf. Now what does the guf mean? Rashi says that's a place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a warehouse, a storage house upstairs. And it's called guf. And that warehouse has neshamas inside it. Rashi says that Yichla, Oitzer Yesh, I have a warehouse upstairs. O Shemai Guf, that's the name of this warehouse. The name is Guf. O Mibreishis Noitzer, it was created from the beginning of the Briyas Olam. Kol Han Neshamas Hasidus Lailach, all the neshamas are going to be created on this world. Hashem created them all right then at the beginning. V'nostu L'sham, interesting, all the neshamas were created by Sheish Shemai Breishis. Like Kadosh Baruch Hu has a special warehouse where he stores them there, and when that warehouse becomes empty, then the Mashiach could come. But before that warehouse is emptied, Mashiach cannot come. So again, we see that there's plenty of neshamas to come even after Har Sinai. So how could you tell me that by Har Sinai it was Pasko, there would not be any more children that became like Malachim, and then it's not possible for Mashiach to come? Shinaon the pasuk says, "Ki loy liyerlam ariv, will lenetzach ekzav, I won't be angry forever. Ki ruach milofona yatoif, on the shamas and the yasisi, that I made it in the shamas, as if to say that when I finish bringing all the shamas on this world, that's when it's fit for Mashiach to come." So the question is, how could that be? If you're telling me by Har Sinai, by Kabbal Sator, we became like a malach, we won't have children. Samar says, "Loy teima, don't you know?" Don't say like that. Loi teima anu loi bono liyol. We would not come to the world. Elo kemisha loi bono. We would not be considered anything. It'll be like we're not here. In other words, we're changing our mind a little bit. That true. Even after Asina, even though we're like malachim, we could have children. There'll be generations. But misa, there's no misa. Nobody will die. So it comes out now that if they did not do the chet hegel, our great great grandfather will still be here. I mean, the tzaddikim of Kabbalah Satara would still be alive. All the tzaddikim of all the deras before would still be here. The world would be full. And then, who are we? We'd be considered nobody. We would have no cheshivas. Our whole cheshivas is, when the last generation goes, so we take over. But if the last generation is still here, who are we? That's what he meant to say. We have to give a big thank you to our avos, our fathers that did the chet egel, because if not for their chet egel, there'd be no mitzvah in the world. True, we would have more and more generations, but there'd be no Misa. So then the old generations will still be here. Then who are we? We wouldn't be considered anybody. Our whole chashivas is that we're here and not them. That's what we have to thank you for. Elokimi shloi bono. It's like we're not here. So, li'olam, yeah. Samara says, like, kimi shloi bono li'olam. It's like we're not here at all. So what's l'meim mestuish this? L'meim, you want to tell me, if there wouldn't have been the chet egel, lehev a maisa, nobody would die. Is that true? I've oksiv pashas yibamis. In the Torah it says a pasha about yibum. That we know if one brother dies and the other brother's alive, he has to marry the other one's wife. So the Torah talks about death. So how can you tell me that by Har Sinai there's no more death? Oh, pashas nachlois, did alocha, the father dies. What does he do with his property? He gives it over to the Bechor, to the Apshutim. There's a lock of Nachlois. How are you yashin? So you see clearly the Torah is talking about death. So how can you tell me after I've seen that there's no more Misa? So Mar says, all these halachos are only set on a condition. That means if the Jews do not do Chatoyim, it doesn't apply. There'll be no Mitzvah Yibum, no Mitzvah Nachlis. But just that Hashem knew the future, that there will be a Chet. So therefore, since there will be a chet, Hashem wrote the mitzvah on a condition that if there'll be a chet, then there'll be misa, then you'd have these halachas. The Mor says, "Umik siv kroy al tanai." Is that true? Does the psukim say things on a condition? In yes, toachi yom Reb Shimon ben Lakish, like we had before. This is what Shimon Lakish says. My disciple, what's the pasuk say? Vayere vayivoyke yom hashishi. This is the sixth day. What's the extra hey hashishi? Joshua said yom shishi. So Hashishi means Melamed comes to teach us Shehisnu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereishis. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special condition with Maisa Bereishis, with creation. The Yom, and he said like this: Im Mekablim Yisrael Atat Torah Mutav. If Klal Yisrael later on, Bahar Sinai, will accept the Torah, very good, you'll stay in existence. V'yim lav, if Klal Yisrael will not accept the Torah, v'yim lav, achter eschem atar bavo, you'll be destroyed, go back to waste. So you see, the Torah was given on a condition. So it's possible, say, yes also, that Bahar Sinai, even though at the time of Har Sinai there's no more Misa, still Hashem gave the Torah talking about Misa, about Yibum, and about Nachlois, because on a condition. Mesa, I have a question. It says, the Pasuk still says about Klal Yisrael Bahar Sinai, Mi Yitain, who will give, for Ho Yilavavim Zeh, the hearts will be Lehem, Lavavim Zeh. So Lehem means Levat, so it's like this. Hashem is saying, Levato Mihem Malachamovis Yesha. I cannot take away Misa Malachamovis Shekva Nigzwa Gzera. Because the Gzera took a place. Now, since they did the Chet Vegol, there's Gzera, now there'll be Misa. Hole Kiblu Yisrael Asatero Elekidei Shaloi Tehei Uma Veloshen Shaletas Ben. Oh no, the opposite one. This is even going before the Chet Vegol. This is going now B'Shas Kabbalah Satero. The B'Shas Kabbalah Satero, this is what Yom is saying, that Hashem is saying like this. To take away Misa from you, I cannot do. It was already Gzera, could be by other Marishan. By other Marishan's Chet, there was Gzera that there has to be Misa. So, what's the purpose of Klai? So, what's the Schus that they're receiving now when they receive the Torah? It starts like this. Le'kiblu Yisrael Esatera, Klai only accepted the Torah, Ela Kidei, Shaloite Uma, Veloshin, Shaletas Dem, that no nation could rule over us. It's the Schus of our Torah. When we listen to the Torah, that's what protects us from the other nations. Shneem, the Pasuk says, Lemanita Vlohem Ulufneim Adelam, that by listening, learning the Torah, that will protect you, that will make it good for you and for your children. So, who this man, the Yamaz Mashma, that even B'Shas Kabbalah Satorah, there was an Indian of Misa, that there was supposed to be Misa right away. And before we say not like that, so more says true, it's a Machlaikis.
And who the Yomar, he says, in other words, Resh Lakish, that started off to say that the Moloi, the Chet of the Ego, there wouldn't have been Misa, who the Yomar Ki Aitan, Resh Lakish hold at this Tana. The Tani we learned, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Le Kiblu Yisrael, Satoru El Kadei, Shlo Yehei, Malach HaMovis, Sherlupin. Klai Yisrael was Mekabel, the Torah Bahar Sinai, on a condition like, that was the Schus, there would not be a Malach HaMovis anymore. There would not be any more Misa. Shenema, the Postik says, Ani Yomati Elohim, Atem Uvnei Elyon Kulchem. I thought they said that you'll all be like Malachim, you'll be in other words without Misa. But chavalta my sechem, your own actions made a chavola here, and therefore ochen kiyotim tamusin. Now you will be like a regular person to die. So kitzur shloka shows like Rabbi Yosi.
All right, turn over.
Now the Gemara says, like even according to Rabbi Yosi, now even according to you, Rabbi Yosi. Hope see why the Pasuk says, when else we could dash in the Pasuk of Leman Yitav Lehem Levneim Adelam Taivu Udhevi Hamisika. Now, how do you, Rabbi Yosi, know to dash and to tell me that the Pshat is that the Hasina, there wasn't supposed to be any more Misa? Maybe no, maybe all the Pasuk means is that there will be a Taivu for you and for your children, Adelam. Just mean to say it will be good, but not to say there will not be a Misa. So, how does Rabbi Yosi know to say the Pshat like dash in that the Hasina, there will not be any more Misa? So Amalach, I'll answer Rabbi Yosi, answers back like this. Amalach, Kivon Deleka Misa, since there won't be any more Misa. That was the Pshat Pas Inai. And then Lachot Tavit Gedele Mizu, he of no, that's considered the biggest favor. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosi, and Echmami, the Pshat Pas Inai, the Haftach was at that time, there wasn't supposed to be any more Misa. So the Gemara of a Tanakama that says no, there was supposed to be a Misa, even by Pshat Pas Inai.
And the Pshat is only as it was Haftach, that the nations were not harmless, that will be victorious over all the nations. So what is the Pasuk here to tell us? Because of the Chet Egom, it says, like Mashva now, after the Chet Egom, will be have the Gzara Din of Misa. So Mashva before that, the Avtocha was not to have Misa. So one says, no, my Misa, what the Misa means, Anias, will become poor. The Yom HaMav, because we learned, Abor Chashuvim Kamesim, there are four people that are considered like dead people, and the Pshat is, in other words, the other nations, true, B'Shat has to, you know, they weren't supposed to affect us. But if we did the Chet Ego, now they could oppress us, that now they'll make us poor. And as Pshat is, when we become poor, that's considered like a mace.
Like the Yom HaMav, because we learned that Abor Chashuvim Kamesim, Elohim, these are the four people, only a poor person, Sum, a blind person, Mitzrayah, or Mishen Lebonim.
than everybody else. Well, me, Shanley Bonim, also usually makes you feel bad. You don't have children. You can't be more of that much with other people. It's also considered like Misa. How do we know this? Oni, if you pull the chsiv, it says, Ki Meisu Kol Anoshim. Said by Moshe Rabbein, Hashem told him, all the people that want to kill you died already. Therefore, now you could return to Mitzrayim. Umanin, who are these people? Dasan V'Aviron. So the question is, Umi Meisu, did they really die? They are alive. The answer is, Mi Yuhevei, they were alive. El Shiyodum and Hassan, they became very poor. Since they became poor, it's considered like mace. Suma, blind person, the Sivit says, B'machashakim Hoshivani Kimeisa Yerlam. When it comes dark, a person is blind, it's like Kimeisa Yerlam, like he's dead. Mitzayra Dichsiv Al Natiya Kimeis. It's followed by Moshe Benu from Mitzah Tzipora, for Miriam, that she should not be like a mace, take away the Tzorah. You see, leprosy is like a mace. Or me, Shane, like Bonim, the Sivit says, she tied back to Havel, Livonim, V'yamayin, right, Mace on Echi. Rachel tied to Yaakov, give me children. If not, I'm like a mace. The kids said, that's what it meant to say, Christ over, like, coming on Neim then, but not real to be the Misa. Tana Rabon. Pasuk says, Tana Rabon, learn like this, Al Pasuk. Im Buchu Kaisai Telechu. If you go on my laws and my ways, so what does the pasuk mean? This speaks parsha in b'chukaisai. The question: what does the word "im" mean? If in b'chukaisai, the Gemara says, "Ein im eloshin tachnunim." Like Hashem is begging us, please, He's asking us, please, b'chukaisai talecho, go in my laws, go in my ways. Rashi says it's a free. It means amelim b'Torah. Please learn the Torah. The chayin waima also it says loy ami shemeli. As if to say, Lou, like, please, and Midashna means, well, Lou, please, Hashem is asking us, please listen to him. Like, if I was sick, Hashem is begging us. Another pasuk says, like, please listen to my mitzvahs. Be very good, or flowing river. And then you'll have a lot of children. It means Hashem is begging us, please listen to his Torah. Tana Rabbonin. Learn like this. The pasuk says again, Mi Yitain, who will give a hoyle of Ovim Zelahem, that their lave, Kaiso's lave by Asinai, was real, was with Hashem. Omale Moshe Yisrael. Moshe was saying to Kaiso now, Kefuya Toiva, you're a kafir toiv, means you're holding back thanks. Bnei Kefuya Toiva, you're the children of people that hold back thanks. You do not recognize somebody's good that he did to you. You don't thank him. V'shor shom HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klai Yisrael, Mi Yitin v'hoi levobim zelahem, Hashem said to Klai Yisrael now, like, who will give you and make your lave with Yiras Hashem, that your lave should be attached with Hashem? So at that time, Hoyulem loy matein, Klai Yisrael at that second should have said, okay, give it to us. Like Hashem is speaking out, when will it come the time that your lave, or who will give you the power that your life will be tamim, pure with Hashem? So if they would have been makitar, they should have said right then, okay, please give it to us. That's what they should have said. Rashi said, no, kfuya teva, eina makirin lahachsik teva labailim. They don't realize to give a thank you back to the owner, the one that gives it. We should have, like, thank you, like, tain up to please Hashem, give it to us. Now, kfuya teva, where do we see the holding back good? There's still another part that says, v'nafshenu kotza v'lechem akleiko. Chayesol complained about the mon. They said our heart is getting dried out from this dried out bread. So that was their kfuya toiva. And b'nei